I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A new report claims Atlanta's English Avenue and Vine City neighborhoods have seen a nearly 40% reduction in violent crime so far this year. Atlanta police tell CBS 46 the improvement is due to dozens of new security cameras, a new youth center, and officers being paid to live in the areas they're patrolling. Georgia Power is planning to increase its renewable energy portfolio by adding 100 megawatts of solar power. According to the AJC, the utility firm is hearing proposals from solar facilities that are interested in selling power to the company. Georgia Power hopes the partnerships will provide solar power to customers at a fixed price for a period of 5 to 35 years. The plans are part of the company's renewable energy development initiative. Georgia added more than 4,000 jobs in the solar industry last year, despite a nationwide decline. A lawsuit filed by Cobb and Gwinnett counties against some telecommunications companies is being argued before the Georgia Supreme Court. In 2015, the county sued several telecoms, accusing them of not charging business customers with multiple phone lines enough to pay for the 911 services the counties provide. According to a report in the Marietta Daily Journal, a 1977 law allows for a monthly 911 charge of up to $1.50 for each subscription per telephone service provided. The counties are asking for damages equal to the amount of 911 charges they say the companies owe, plus punitive damages. The phone companies say the charges should be dismissed, arguing the dispute amounts to conflicting definitions of a tax versus a fee when it comes to the monthly 911 charge. Supporters of a proposed new interstate that would connect communities in five southern states says it would reduce poverty and improve the lives of residents along the route. The proposed Interstate 14 would run from West Texas across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. In Georgia, it would connect Columbus with Macon and Augusta. The Columbus Ledger Inquirer reports that a University of Georgia student and two Alabama friends launched a nonprofit organization earlier this year to promote the concept. Officials at Fort Campbell say a 19-year-old soldier from Georgia died during weapons training at the Army post. The fort along the Kentucky-Tennessee border says Private Second Class Jeremy Wells suffered the fatal injuries during training at a small arms range last week. Officials say no other soldiers were injured. Wells of Adairsville, Georgia, was an aircraft electrician in the 101st Combat Aviation Brigade. The incident is under investigation. And in sports, the Braves topped the Mets 5-4 yesterday. The Braves travel to Washington to begin a three-game series against the Nationals tomorrow. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.